are the enemy of Joseph. Iblis calls you father's soul. Beware. The accused devil does that in order that he may beguile you with words. He practiced the like imposture with your father, this black-faced one checkmated and Adam.
Oh my God, okay, let's go back. The rest of it, okay. But there is one word over there at line 125, jealousy. We'll have a lot of problem with this jealousy. You will have lesser problem than Iranians, because in our Persian language, this word has another meaning. Another meaning imposed from Western culture, somehow injected, which is something sexual. Nowadays, ghairat for Iranian means being very defensive about your the sexuality of your relatives. That's what it is, a silly thing like that. And this is less than 100 years. In Rumi's time, the word has another meaning that the Iranians now, they don't get it, which is the difference, being other, being something else, being none of this, which is ghair. Ghairat means being different. And later we'll see this word means a lot to him, because we'll say, when it comes to ghairat, ghairat means being unique, being different from the others, right? And that's the worthy part of every single thing in here, because nothing is repeated, everything is unique, so it's worthy. So that uniqueness, which everything is different from others, and the master of being different is beloved, because he's different of everything. Nothing even is similar to him. Something like that, and he wants to talk about it later. Here, he will use it. Therefore, the meaning of that poem should be that in order that for being different, the friends will not cut from you, because you will become different. Imagine in this we all become, want to become the same, being that one identity of we, not us. That we, which is the essence, if you want to be there, you should be prepared to say no to something. That something was what? Don't look at your book, but you were listening. Yes, talking to me, yes.
To let go of me.
He said, be like a sword to the head of... You don't get it, because Aghyar means the none of we, the ghayr. Either you're ghayr or you oppose the ghayr. But over there, Aghyar means those silly people, none of us, I don't know those bad words. And ghayrat means that if you look at my sister, I'm going to kill you. All those nonsenses. At the time was this, that there is so simple. Here, either you're facing here or the opposite. You don't know because you don't have the eyes, but it matters where you are facing. How? What is the measure? Where should I face? You tell me. You who knows everything. It was so simple, honestly. This six-year-old boy knows it because he was listening to me. 5 minutes ago, I was explaining it. You correct yourself by corrected ones. The only thing we could find is the lovers. We don't know how it happens. This magic happens. Sometimes there are lovers, and we try to look like them, be like them. They are the measure. The enlightened ones. There are the people who are enlightened. Don't say they don't exist just because you don't know where they are. There is a lot. And they are the measure. Imagine that somewhere everybody is blind, then some of them will open their eyes. Where should you go? You should follow them. No matter what, because they see. They see something. They see that picture we're talking about. Do you remember that picture in that eye? They started to talk to me and they say, hey, that rage is illusion, not me. I mean, when you see your picture in the eye of the just and justice, you can be sure about it. Therefore, these translations bothers me a little bit, especially that jealous and jealousy, because that's rage. And in the next one, set the fire to wolves. Root seed and stuff, what is that for you? Because for Iranians it means a lot. Because in all ceremonies they want to make some smoke to become visible and they light these stuff, silly stuff, and they believe that this will push away the bad eye and the devilish things and stuff like that.
So it's a type of incense?
Incense, yeah. It's not a type, it's an incense, yes. The stand is an incense which will burn and will crack in burning. But all of these are different ways of explaining that. Remember, the logic could control you. Did it to Adam and could do it to you. This intelligence, talking, could push you in this way or that way. Therefore, you have to be sharp. As if making it, let's say, make it some of these cartoon movies. This fellow that you should worry about, which is sitting inside you, this lady, he said, beware of this lady, because it could cheat you. It could tell you that, I know what this is all about. Is it correct, or I'm assuming this? All the people with a little psychic problem, they become self-analyzer, the best ever. They permanently analyze themselves. You could do that to yourself. You could talk to yourself. You do. Actually, you're talking to yourself and you think that you're thinking. It has nothing to do with thinking. Just talking. So all of this could happen to you. From you. So first of all, you should stop in this self-belief that a little bit of me convinced the other part of me that it is so, or it is that. I know that I don't see the source of light. Therefore, I correct my coordination with coordination of enlightened people. That's all I can do. The rest, please.
The crow is busy on the chessboard. Look not you upon his game with an eye that is half asleep, because he knows many formidable moves which will stick in your throat like a straw. His straw will stay in your throat for years. What is that straw? Love of rank and wealth. Wealth is the straw, since in your throat, O infirm one, it is an obstacle to the water of life. If an artful enemy carry off your wealth, a robber will have carried off a robber.
Mm. Okay. What is this? One paragraph here, and I reduce it to a couple of sentences. You will do it for one sentence for yourself. He said, listen, a little bit of your belief of the horizon of your knowledge could twist your vision. Therefore, I suggest you be careful. careful. I'm talking about an enemy inside you that could convince you to something of this or that. The antidote will be correct yourself with the corrected people outside. The measurement is outside of you, because whatever inside of you has a capital I engraved in it, because this is what it is, this. And he ended it with one simple line. When I say this, I say, listen, give up. You don't need the animal with. So you say, then what if I lose? I know a lot of crooked people. I know a lot of nasty ones. I said, let those nasty ones steal whatever they want, because they will save you from something. Because something that the nasty fellow could take away, it's not worthy. We're talking about something no one could take away. So don't worry about that. This is the first paragraph. It means he explained this knowledge in a very long opening, then a short one, which was the beginning. First thing is, you have to forget about this me, 100%. Put it aside. It's over there. It doesn't go anywhere. It's yours no matter what. And you have used it for so many times. You see, it's not that worthy. So, put it aside. Put it aside. Why? Because of something. A very short story. Another volunteer. Volunteer someone else, John.
Hey.
Really? Is not that one? Yes.
How a snake catcher stole a snake from another snake catcher. A petty thief carried off a snake from a snake catcher, and in his folly was accounting it a prize. The snake catcher escaped from the snake's bite. The man who had robbed him was miserably killed by the snake. The snake catcher saw him. When he recognized him, and then he recognized him and said, "My snake has emptied him of life. My soul was desiring of him in prayer that I might find him and take the snake from him. Thanks to God that prayer was rejected. I thought 'twas loss, but it has turned out to be gain. Many are the prayers which are loss and destruction, and from kindness the holy God is not hearing them."
You may not believe it, but he needs to repeat it at the end of book 6, because you don't listen. Because to you, it's strange, although it's happening every single moment. But it's strange that a bad thing will be very helpful at the end. Something that you think is very good, at the end proves to be very bad. It happens all the time, but you don't see it. Because to you, logically, this should go that way. Okay, we're talking about what? We started to talk about another kind of knowledge, this hikmat, this irfan, this ma'rifat, this knowledge, right? We started to say, okay, this is something that belongs to we. It's not a personal stuff. It will develop out here. First thing, forget about whatever you believe and you have in your horizons. That was the first one. Second one was very simple. Even let go of your wishes, but whatever you wish for or you pray for could be awful. Could it or not? Okay. So let go of the prayer. But there is a special way of telling this story. First of all, it talks about a serpent. You remember the serpent, the ugly fellow we're talking about? The Satan, that's the serpent.